I'm sorry. I actually just received a job interview, so I thought that this was about, but I heard Pat on Rogan. He was incredible both times. So, yeah.
Awesome. Well, just wanted to call in just because you do subscribe to our channel. Just wanted to call in and just touch base with you just to get to know you a little bit better about what you do and to see if we can add any value to you. That's all.
So,
Do you have a couple of minutes or are you
A
busy?
little busy at the moment. Do you have a callback number? Is it the one?
Yeah, this is my direct extension, yes.
Okay. Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm looking for a job in coding right now. So, financial technology. So I thought that's what this call was about. Didn't recognize the number, but happy to talk either way. Yeah.
You know what? I used to work as a, when I actually did an internship at Microsoft for,
I
was a
know
software
someone there.
test engineer back in 2003.
And
Yeah.
how was that?
You know what? It was cool. I did,
Nice.
I didn't move forward with them for a job, but it was cool. It was a software test engineer, so I mean, you were looking at code and different, you know, for different types of software with the company at that time. This was like at the time when OneNote was being, you know, formulated a little bit better. I was part of that team, so it was pretty cool.
Did you ever
You know,
see Steve
they didn't
Ballmer?
use the interns like.
Steve Ballmer?
No, I never did, but I did
That
get
era.
to see. Actually, he was supposed to be there, but he wasn't. I did go to see to Bill Gates' house though.
Oh, that's
His house
awesome.
that he has in Medina, Washington,
Oh,
that was pretty
shoot.
cool. Like they had a barbecue for the whole team, for the whole
Ah.
interns, and like the some, yeah, it
That's
was pretty
amazing.
cool.
That's
And
awesome.
even at that time, his house was like futuristic. It was crazy.
Nothing less. That's
Exactly.
awesome though. And then like the iPhone came out and they had the Zoom, but I guess everything changes once you start making tablets and you like follow Apple's lead. And I saw Pat even interviewed Steve Wozniak, which I really loved that interview.
Well,
That
you
was
know
awesome.
what? He's come. I mean, literally, Microsoft came back, man. That new
Yeah,
CEO
oh my
just
God,
changed the
better than
game, man.
ever. Better
They
than ever.
came back. They came back.
Xbox and
Now, they were
stuff.
falling for a little while
The
there.
cloud is what brought them back, and that guy's that guy's the CEO now, the head of the cloud. Also Amazon.
Exactly.
Yeah,
Exactly.
yeah.
Exactly. Well, you have a great rest of your day, okay?
No, I do want to talk. What were the main programs? Was it like coaching or like in person?
No, because we do have. I mean, let me ask you this. I mean,
Yeah.
how long have you been following Pat?
Through COVID, like right around election
Okay.
time, yeah, I remember because like a lot of like weird stuff obviously on the internet, and then I saw some interviews like Pat had like, Mike Tyson, you know, all of those names and from all walks of life, and I loved really the Wozniak one spoke to me, but I just really enjoy this content and seeing him on Joe Rogan, I realized this is a man who is just like he always wants Rogan to interview Donald Trump, and he's brought that on both times in the podcast. But Valuetainment is an awesome company, and just his story escaping, I guess, Syria, but everything that he had to go through, and the American dream,
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
alive. Like, that's what I see when I
Absolutely,
listen to Pat.
absolutely.
And I love that, so.
Okay, outstanding. Now, may I ask? I mean, I know you said in the search for now for a job
Yeah.
within the coding industry. I mean, were you an entrepreneur before, or
Yeah,
were
I
you an
actually found
aspiring
it.
entrepreneur first? You said you
I'm a
were.
CPA by training. I have a CPA license in New York for accounting, but I started a found up in COVID that was trying to replicate, a little cliche, the success of the Ubers and Amazons of the world before remote work and for gig economy type labor, and it would automate that intermediary so you cut that cost, you know, the middleman out. And then both sides could seek so much more profit, not having to pay for real estate and insurance, HR, but so much of business thrives on that. If you're in the HR department or marketing, I apologize, but that was like what a lot I saw AI could get cut at. You know, my mom is actually calling me right now. because okay. she was asking about the job thing. She just hung up, so.
Take that?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me ask you this. I mean, you potentially could be an aspiring entrepreneur. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that's exactly it. But.
Oh, okay. Now, what kind of time frame? I mean, you're looking at.
5 to 10 years. Five to ten.
5 to 10 years?
Yeah.
Okay.
So do you want to maybe call back like an hour? Cause
yeah.
She's, yeah.
I'll call you. Yeah.
That would be awesome.
I'll call you back.
Well, thank you.
All right. No problem.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Hi.
Hi. We're just leaving 90s now. We were there for 3 hours.
I just got a call and I thought it was from the company and clearly they... don't want to talk to me. It was from one of like the YouTube gurus trying to sell me, like one of their a secretary man. He sounded like one of the army black recruits, but like
wait,
someone just trying to sell me services.
You sent me. Did you just get a job?
I did.
Oh, where?
Argo.
Congratulations. Was it Argo Partners?
It is.
You got the job.
Apparently.
Well,
I think someone didn't got it or they didn't want it or because you know.
Well, why would you say that?
Because they didn't respond at all yesterday. But
so what?
I am so glad I was considering like saying to them like I saw other people were upset with you or something like that. I didn't send anything because I know, but I am so like. I just considered it, but against better wisdom prevailed that, like,
you never do that. You never put someone down after you don't get a job with them. That's the worst thing to do. You don't burn your bridges. Didn't you ever hear that expression?
Well, because it was like a full day since no response. Well, 2 days at that point.
Maybe they would have called you a month from now and had a different position.
Well, that was literally why that. Against that, I said maybe in like a year from now they may have my resume. So.
So tell me what happened. How did they offer it to them? What did they say?
Well, I sent you the screenshot, and that was all.
I didn't get a chance to read it. I just saw like your.
For the an hour, which is way more than I made starting at Anshin.
Oh, that's not bad.
Not bad for entry. Yeah, I think that's going great for software with it, but it is banking. So like, it's banking. So if I had more experience, it would be like
is
8.
Is it part time or full time?
I have it right in front of me. And it, I think it's gonna be like maybe 30 hours a week to 20 to 40. They said, but like, No, but I mean, you could pay rent on 40 an hour for 20 hours a week, but
right.
Well.
Because
the tax rate is higher, but
so it's Argo Partners.
No, it's definitely not like on like a short edge. Like part time jobs could be $5 an hour. Like if you have like a 25-hour part time job, it's basically considered full time, especially if it's more demanding. But the fact that they said 40, it means some weeks it could definitely be more than 40. I'm sure.
Did they ask you what you wanted, or they just said it was 40?
That was on the interview template that they left. But definitely don't badmouth companies who could maybe hire you a year.
That's really what it seems.
No, I know. Because no one, at least to my knowledge, I'm sure it has happened, but like nothing I've ever like applied. Well, Binghamton's deferred my admission. But I always thought if someone didn't want you, they just kind of dub and move on. But I don't know, like, a combination of desperation, which would cause me to lash out, but I just said I can't possibly, like, I worked so hard on the application, I'm as angry as I am if, like, they ignore me, like, no way I could risk that, so. That was how I felt. I almost
said that. So that's very good.
Yeah.
So it's totally remote then.
Yeah, wish me luck. Like, I'll brush
yeah.
up. Apparently, it wasn't as bad. Remember I sent you the whole thing last night, analyzing how they felt? And probably all that was true, given that, like...
Yeah. I do have a question for you. Usually when you work at home, there's a base level of technology. technology that you need, hardware that you need to have.
Well, since they say set up home office, I got the feeling that they're going to provide a computer. It's not like a slacking industry. This is technically financial services. So even at like a low end, you still get like pretty like well to do as far as like the basics. So.
Right.
It's not like a gaming startup where they pay you in like only equity and like you don't even know if it's like cryptocurrency. That was like some of the ones Carson of Wisco. Now I could tell Carson.
Wait, let's focus about this job. Don't talk about the other.
Well, I'm talking about my process.
Yeah, but try to focus on this job.
Oh, you don't even give me that.
No, I'm trying to direct you to that job because I don't have. I'm in the car. I'm going on an errand for Nani.
Good.
I don't have time to talk about everything. I just wanted to know the.
Now the question is, would I have went to Perry's wedding even so? Nah, he seemed happy enough I wasn't going, so it'll be okay. I'll see Nani Sunday.
I don't care one way or the other. It's up to you. I'm not making you go. She's a pain in the neck.
I know.
I don't care.
No,
you know, I'm not doing it for her. I know.
And Perry's Perry.
You do what you feel comfortable with, but yeah. I'm just saying I'm very happy for you.
I know. Oh, you thought it was a different job.
I didn't know what you were talking about.
Well, because Suzanne was saying last month, like, around the time Nani had the thing that, like, I should move to Greenville because I said I like Jimmy John's and that sandwich place is there. That was her logic. And she said General Electric is there, so I'll find. But, like, it is, like, very cheap to move there. So, because it was a remote job, I was kind of making a joke, like, I'll have all this money from a remote job. So, like, I could do anything I want. But I'm not moving, obviously. I love this place. Well, this.
Yeah,
I love this.
Rent there is really expensive,
No. This rent would be, like, $5,000 right now, and it's only $2,500.
How much are you paying a month, and how much is it going
up? Oh, you're so annoying with your. I don't know, because you're not paying it right now, but, like...
all right, so when...
Well, I just said $2,500.
So, in other words, you don't give me the courtesy of knowing...
But I literally... Because I say I pay
$2,500... You know, I'm not playing games about this.
Your whole life is a game.
Yeah, it is. All right, congratulations, son.
It doesn't sound it.
Gotta get going.
No.
Love you. Gotta get going.
I don't know about that.
Recently, and for no reason at all, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed.
I imagine I was looking into the mirror. Seeing a little bit clearer. Back in the day, the only. Birds can get you, catch the body. When it hits me naughty, I run up on the flagpole and sing. No one looks, but it ever knows the words. Oh, I'm not sick, I'm not well. And it's so hard, I fit so well. Oh, I'm not sick, but I'm not well. Me. In the room, see, got to commit me. Oh, yeah. Told them all the wives crazy. We're all around the same of the D. This thing going as well. As I'm not thought. I'm like from hell. Why the sky is cool, the same iteration, a Weezer pool. Half-Life 2, I cannot see, thou can come forth of me, no, please, please, please me, oh, no way, I cannot, cannot. Let's go on the ramp again. I gotta know it. Never can let see. Told him I was selling on Etsy. I got all my eBays and Steam. Everybody gotta play together, try an opportunity with me. Everything is a trap me. I cannot be until morning show. Can Hella be? I'm not hell. Ba 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 ba. That was good. I heard the Bill Maher interview Julian Assange Lennon, and he said this album touched his life, so now it's good. Made up all night around, pinches up, I've been shot down. You the best thing I've ever found, and we with her. Reputation's changeable, situations uncomfortable. Will we be hurt horrible? And I guess it's alright. Oh, I'm so tired of being lonely. I've still got some love to give. Won't you show me that you really care? And we all need help somebody to lean on. Count your money, just smile, don't feel. I've been snapped up and I've been a fool. I've been lost in ridicule. Daycare centers and night schools. And away with the... Like that TikToker who applied to SNL and got bagged by the internet. I'm the invert. Being sent up and being shot down. Centuries and that's right. Overexposed, commercialized. And away with the... Oh, I'm so tired of being lonely. I've still got some love to give. Oh, won't you show me that you really care? Everybody, got somebody as you feel. That's your money, that's my girl. And dream on. I've been outside and I've been a mess. I've been showing up myself, I guess. Oh, the sweet smell of success. And away we came. All the songs I've been singing, I all found out about this week. Julia, you got this. Greetings, Alex. I hope this weekend is off to a wonderful start. It would be ideal if the check could clear this morning so that we could proceed.